The aortic valve controls the flow of blood leaving the left ventricle and has three cusps: the right coronary cusp, the left coronary cusp, and the non-coronary cusp. The video will show short-axis views of the aortic valve like this direct visualization with the cusps highlighted in red, green, and blue. The short axis of the aortic valve is viewed using the transthoracic echocardiography transducer. The intracardiac transducer is then utilized to obtain a similar image for comparative purposes. The long axis views of the heart will show the leaflets or cusps of the aortic valve in red. The transesophageal transducer was used to obtain this long axis view, in which the aortic valve leaflets, the sinus of Valsalva, and the sinotubular junction can all be clearly visualized. The flow through the aortic valve is seen using color flow echocardiography from an intracardiac transducer. The entrances to the coronary artery system lie just downstream of the aortic valve, where the right and left coronary arteries originate, shown here in red and blue. This first video clip shows the left coronary artery from within the sinus of Valsalva. The shot pans from the left coronary cusp to the non-coronary cusp, which does not contain a coronary artery ostium. The right coronary cusp then comes into view, displaying the right coronary artery. A close-up view of the left coronary ostium shows the left coronary artery branching into the left anterior descending artery on the right of the image, and the circumflex artery on the left of the image. Transthoracic echocardiography images of the left coronary artery and its branches can be seen in a short axis view of the aortic valve, and the flow through the left coronary artery can be visualized using color flow echocardiography from an intracardiac transducer. The right coronary ostium does not show any major branches within the proximal portion of the right coronary artery. Transthoracic echocardiography confirms these observations of the right coronary artery. Flow through the right coronary artery was visualized using color flow echocardiography.